Welcome to The Firm Report, the show where we pull back the curtain on what it really takes to build and grow a successful law practice. Each week, we'll be talking with attorneys, marketing pros, and operational specialists from law firms around the country. We'll dig into real stories, smart strategies, and the practical tips that can help you grow your firm and serve your clients better. Let's get into it.
This guy, I mean, I had flyers in all these nightclubs where I had these event calendars in the bathrooms of every nightclub in Houston. I was like probably the fourth largest publication in Houston with a flyer. I mean, I had, so many, you look at Dave and Buster's, they put out like 10,000. I had their logo on there, then I had event calendars on there. And that's before the internet, you can find out where everything's at and everything. But, I had them in the bathrooms and everything. I was trying to sell 303-222-2222, and I was trying to sell it to Frank Azar. And, I'm like, hey, you buy this number, this number is going to change your life. This number is going to put you, you're going to get it, make a lot of money. I don't know, I'm like, come on, Frank, let's do this, And so, he walks on down the way. And then I see Kyle Backus, and it was, at a Mass Court Made Perfect, and then, I stuck to him like glue, and then he's coming out of the last session, the last minute, and then, I call Richard Harris on the phone, who owns 702-444-4444, and I'm like, hey, Richard, where are you? Come to the pool right now, and I want you to talk to this guy Kyle out of Denver. So,
yeah. Well, you're looking at the numbers, you're looking at the premium go to, right? Like, you're trying to monopolize like the premium numbers in the market, not just sell any number. You're trying to get the lawyers the prime. We have our guest today, Joey Numbers, Joey Cargo, if you want me to say it. But Joey, appreciate you joining us today.
How are you guys doing?
Doing excellent. How about yourself?
Not bad.
Yeah. Where are you? I know you're always traveling. Where are you today?
I'm in New Jersey at the New Jersey Trial Lawyers Conference.
Very nice. How's that going?
That's okay.
Yes, it's definitely,
Jersey. I'm looking for Bon Jovi. I haven't found him yet.
Nah, but what's the best jersey number you got?
I think it'd be like 609-222-2222.
Oh, you love the twos. Are those your lucky numbers? Yeah. I know you're from Vegas, or that's where you reside, right?
Doesn't matter. I mean, repeating numbers, repeating number.
A repeating numbers. What does that exactly mean when you're saying repeating numbers? I know you're in the number business, right? Is it all about repeating numbers for you?
Yeah, repeated numbers are like 222-222-333-333-333, 7-digit repeater.
Yeah, is that like the perfection in the game?
I mean, if you look at, things from a mathematics standpoint, I think that that's the best way to choose a phone number is by using simple math that probably first graders use, process of elimination. And, the most rarest number is the 7-digit repeater. And, there's only 2s, 3s, 4s, 6s, 7, 8, 9. There's only 7 of those. And the 6s, people relate that to the devil. So, there's some people that are like, they don't care about 6s. They're like, it's okay for me, because it's still, 7-digit repeater. But, I had one guy and it was like, in I think it was Baltimore. And I had him sold on a 6s number. And I had sold some numbers to a gentleman named Frank Storch. He's like, I don't care about 6s. 6s are fine, And then so, then I was gonna resell his number for him and to somebody. And then the guy went home and his wife was at, sleeping and they're on the bed, watching TV and stuff. And he's like, honey, you're not gonna get a 666666 number, no. So the next day, my wife wouldn't let me borrow the number from you. It's the devil, it was crazy. But I'm like, oh, Frank, I couldn't sell your 6 number. So if anyone wants 410 all 6s, you can call me or look up Frank Storch's number. But Frank's a really sweet guy. I mean, the guy, is, just really one of a kind guy. And then I sold him, several numbers for, low money back in the day. It's like, okay, I'll take, 410 diamond. I'll take, this number, that number. And I think he still has all the numbers, And I finally showed him a place where he can hold them for like, $1 a month, opposed to getting hosed by the carriers, having to pay, $20 a number. If you're holding 20, 30 numbers, that could add up a lot if you're a collector of numbers, So that's just kind
of collectors of numbers.
Yeah. I mean, people, are like, Frank was like, okay, oh, I don't care the value, I'll make an investment, and he, wanted to invest in the numbers, but then he gave them to his friends, gave them to his daughter, you know, things like that. And, you know, it's just a coincidence. It's kind of like just funny how people, you know, will buy, you know, a lot of different numbers. And, you know, I have a couple clients like that too that, you know, so I guess we better get into like how I started the business and everything and how I got into the business. And I was a ticket broker, and then, you know, I, you know, scalping tickets. So, you know, I mean, I almost hit the .com boom, you know, when I was scalping tickets. I had a, you know, I started selling cowboy tickets probably at about like 11 years old. I went outside the Cowboy Stadium and I saw some kids selling tickets. I saw guys selling tickets, and I was like, huh. So I bought a ticket, and I was like, I think I could just resell this ticket. So, you know, I learned really quick how to sell tickets. So at the end, you know, I had a company, and it was doing, you know, probably, you know, $3 million a year in sales and stuff like that. But anyway, I sold it just because I kind of got upside down on a big event. I mean, if you sell tickets to the World Cup or the Super Bowl, and I mean, if you pre-sell them and you can't deliver the ticket, I mean, you can be in a world of trouble, you know, very quick. And so I didn't get in trouble, but, you know, I did deliver every ticket. And there was just some brokers just folded up on the World Cup when they sold a ticket for, you know, $500 and had to, you know, pay $2,000 to deliver the ticket because the market was so big, you know, to get the ticket. So after that, you know, I just had enough money to go to strip clubs for like 6 months and get drunk. And I didn't even drink before that. So I was just, you know, getting drunk every day. And I was had a high rise. And so I went and saw these other ticket brokers. And so one of them had 281 tickets in Houston. The other guy had 713 tickets in Houston. And he copied his idea. But these guys, one of the guys was like my arch enemy. I mean, this guy, I mean, I had flyers and all these nightclubs where I had these event calendars in the bathrooms of every nightclub in Houston. I was like probably the fourth largest publication in Houston with a flyer. I mean, I had, you know, so many, you know, you look at Dave and Buster's, you know, they put out like 10,000, I had their logo on there, then I had event calendars in on there, and, you know, and that's before the internet, you can find out where everything's at and everything, but, you know, I had them in the bathrooms and everything, so I built a pretty good business just with these flyers, and this guy would throw away my flyers. I mean, yeah, he would try to get clubs, and he got a few clubs to put flyers in, and then he, you know, then what he did is he, you know, threw away my flyers, and had girls go in the girls' bathroom, throw away my flyers, and he was, you know, as brutal as it can be. I mean, he probably cost me, you know, $150,000 in printing bill that I threw that he threw away alone. I mean, shit. And I mean, I couldn't have a worse enemy than this guy. I mean, shit. I mean, he's just out to get me. And so he had 713 tickets, and then another guy named Robert copied his idea with 281 tickets. So I mean, then I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And I didn't have a ticket brokerage business anymore. I was just kind of about, you know, maybe about like 2 months away from my drinks that I could buy at the strip club left and my rent to pay before I'm on the damn street. And so I saw, you know, I'm like, man, that's an unreal, what are they arguing about? What the hell is this about, you know? And so I started researching, and I got some other, I came up to New York and I made a deal with RCN Telecom to buy I paid somebody in a location in New York. I think I got New York probably about like fifth or sixth number, but I got a few ticket numbers. Then I got 212 tickets. And you know,
the holy grail, 212.
Hey, I said, screw this shit. So I talked a guy in I said, hey, I got this idea with ticket numbers, and you want to go ahead and get the ticket numbers? And I said, you have to give me $20,000 to be my partner, but you know, and I'll go get them all. So he goes, okay. So I used, you know, his credit and everything, and you know, went and bought them all on his money. And so, you know, I could travel and I could buy these numbers and I didn't have to pay the bill. And you know, we got about 100 of them. And I didn't really imagine that I could get a 7-digit repeater, you know. So I'm getting other numbers, you know, that I was selling. And then what happened is that, you know, I was tracking them. I was tracking a lot of numbers. I had a guy in my building. I had a high rise in Houston. I had a guy that was like the concierge downstairs. I had him doing some work for me at night. I said, look up this shit at night and stuff. So we'd get these reports, these paper reports, you know, with all these different codes and shit that like was with the numbers. And so I said, here, do these reports for me. And he'd just do them at night, you know, in a high dollar, you know, building. You know, my building was pretty nice that I stayed in. It's just like $3,000 a month, but you know, I let some firefighter kid live in there. But you know, it was definitely a place to take strippers and to have fun and look.
This is right back in the day.
Yeah, yep. And do all that stuff, but you know.
So what year were you selling tickets in Houston around?
Yeah, I was selling it in Houston. I had a store in the Galleria Mall near the ice skating rink, and I had a store a block about a half a mile from the Galleria on the corner of Chimney Rock and Westheimer. And
was it the days of Warren Moon at the Houston Oilers?
Yeah, I saw Warren and Ricks and, you know, Men's Club. And, you know, he was a regular patron over there. You know,
The Warren Moon. It's the Houston Oilers era, right? With Troy Aikman as well and the Cowboys?
Yeah, Troy Aikman. I mean, we're talking about, you know, all the guys there. And strippers put me in business, in the ticket business, because when I had sold tickets out of my pocket, so I'd go in the strip clubs and I'd go, you all want Madonna tickets? And, you know, and I wouldn't give them money. I just want them to give me money. I'm like a drug dealer, but not drugs, you know, tickets. So you can't go in there and sell them tickets and give them more money than they're giving you, you know? That's the deal. And I had my flyers and, like, I had a big boards in the back of the strip clubs and, like, the dressing rooms in the men's club and, you know, the same men's club that's in Charlotte and Rick's Cabaret. I had it in the dressing room and I changed the letters in there so I could walk in the dressing room with these strip clubs, you know, and the girls would be, all G-stringed up and everything. And I'd be like, you know, hey, ladies, I got, you know, always Billy Idol. And the guy just hardly ever came, you know, I had this line of girls wanting Billy Idol tickets. But when Madonna came, I had information that they were going to release the tickets, you know, the day of the show. So I had my people waiting right at my outlets, because I had outlets where the people just check every second. You know, they would only check every second.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was back in the day. They'd have the printing machine, right?
Yeah.
Tickets were actually tangible. They had to spit through the machine at, what was it, Specs had a Ticketmaster machine? Or it was like a big deal. A few stores had Ticketmaster machines.
Yeah, Ticketmaster machines and, you know, the ticket stock and everything. And so I had outlets, and what they did is that we've got Madonna. Boom, they had two shows, and I got it right in the morning. I got front row seats. I released the day of the show, and I got, like, all these side stage lower levels, and I had taken deposits from at least 100 strippers. I had about 30 strippers at the men's club meet me at the parking lot of the men's club in Houston at 5 o'clock, and I had, like, 30 girls at the Rick's Cabaret meet me at 5:30 in the parking lot. They all gave me a $20 deposit, and so I took that money, and I bought the tickets, and, you know, and money I had, a little bit of money I had. And then what I did is I delivered them all to them, and then I put a deposit on 2707 Chimney Rock, right there at Chimney Rock and Westheimer. It used to be a bank, and I got the lease there, and then I put a sign on the corner, and then the AT&T on the corner. I could have picked that location. It was $3,500 a month, opposed to like $1,750, but I didn't. But that location ended up being probably one of the best locations in all of Houston, because it's so close to Galleria on the second busiest intersection of Houston. But my sign, they tried to tell me I couldn't put that sign up there. I said, hey, man, it's in my lease. F you, you know, forget you, you know.
Yeah.
Buzz off, you know, you ain't doing shit. I got the sign. When I put that sign up, man, everybody started coming in there, and I had all the strip clubs, I had all the bars, the flyers everywhere, and I was on, like, the radio, you know, talking about, you know, I'm like a celebrity guest and all this stuff. And it was a nice ride, because I was sitting front row seat probably on, like, sixth grade, man. I mean, I had all my kids in high school, middle school, waiting in line at all these outlets, buying tickets up, and, you know, and so, you know, I had the computer operators. I mean, you know, whenever, if a show dropped, and when I was at, like, middle school or even high school, I remember one time Motley Crue dropped at, like, 10:15, just magically, you know, somehow they didn't even announce it, and I got, like, 100 in the top 10 rows. It was like,
oh,
just
awesome.
Sending them out. I just showed up to school, you know, and paid the lady for them. I mean, it was, you know, it was great, because, you know, I saw Prince for six shows. I saw Bruce Springsteen third row. I see Michael Jackson, you know, Whitesnake. I mean, every Bruce Springsteen USA, you know, Born in the USA tour. I mean, just so many shows. And I don't, you know, it helped in school too. You know, I don't even know if I'd have made it through high school. I didn't have the principal having tickets, you know. I was really distracted. I was even mowing lawns. I used to mow, like, 30, 40 lawns a week after school. You know, I was scalping, mowing lawns, and then you're chasing girls at the honky tonks at night. I mean, honky tonks, you're talking urban cowboy? Shoot, man, that's what's going on in Houston.
So you grew up in Texas?
Huh?
So you grew up in Texas?
Yeah. You talk about the Wrangler jeans, all those tight jeans, all those girls. I mean, that was my main motivation for making money, you know, to be honest with you.
Sure. So you started with tickets, and now how did you end up at numbers? I mean, it sounded like you were an early innovator with phone numbers. With the ticket business, you knew you had to get into the phone number game.
Yeah, the phone numbers happened with the guy that was throwing away the flyers, and then I had sold the company, and then so what happened is that, you know, I think I sold one of my first numbers, this was like 512 attorney, and I went to Austin, and, you know, I just had a phone book from, you know, in the, you know, I went in the cheapest little hotel. I mean, this thing was Deluxe Inn on I-35. It's still there. And, it, you know, I picked up the phone book, and I got my phone, you know, probably a Motorola or something, and was dialing and told the guy, hey, you want the, you know, 512 attorney for $5,000? And he goes, yeah, you know. And I went over there and sold it. You know, that was kind of how it worked.
And then you were in business right from there.
Yeah, so buying and selling phone numbers. And, And so, you know, it was, you know, I had the partner there with the ticket phone numbers, and I asked him, I said, hey, you know, do you want to like sell the other numbers? We can do this as a business. And he's like, no, I don't, you know, I only want to do the ticket numbers. I said, okay. And, you know, I actually, you know, the guy, you know, had, we got all the ticket numbers. We really didn't have a formal agreement, and, you know, they were really his numbers, and I didn't even ask him for the numbers when it was all said and done, because I just didn't care, because, you know, I have probably a handful of ticket numbers myself right now, but he, you know, had the ticket numbers, and he used some of them, but they really kind of became, you know, irrelevant, you know, because now with the internet and everything, and, you know, the numbers aren't as important as they used to be. They used to be important, but sometimes, you know, they are important. And you know, I was just talking to a client of mine that's an advertising agency, and they were talking about a client that, you know, had bought, you know, a kind of a number like 404,000, and how that, you know, they came up with a jingle, you know, 404,000, and you know that, how that they're raving about the response they're getting and how the numbers changed their life, and you know, and that's kind of like what, you know, has driven me, you know, with phone numbers, is that, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are like money motivated, and which, you know, I'm money motivated plenty, but, you know, I'm motivated to, you know, to change people's lives and to get them a number that, you know, made a major impact. And, you know, I've felt like repeated phone numbers have done that. And so, like, if somebody comes up to me, I'm like, you know, if I can get them a number like 222222, you know, there's no way that I'm selling them Go Smith or, you know, something like that, or their name is Smith, or trying to, like, take their money, because sure, you might make some money by selling them that. Maybe they think they want that, and maybe some advertising person told them that. But if 222222 is there, they need to pay. They need to pay. It's my obligation to sell them that number, because they need that number, because that number is the best number in the market. They don't need the second number, best number in the market. If there's no numbers available, then, you know, we lose a little bit of motivation selling them number, because it's just like blah, 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 blah. You know, it's not like anything that's gonna, you know, they're gonna jump up and down about, sure, you know, whatever. But, you know, 222222, 7-digit repeater, if they advertise it, you know, it's going to change their life. Yeah. You know? And I told, you know, like Backus and Shanker that one time, you know, I was trying to sell 303-222-222, and I was trying to sell it to Frank Azar. And, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, you buy this number, this number is going to change your life. This number is going to put you, you know, totally, you're going to get make a lot of money. And this is like, I don't know, Joey, I don't know. I'm like, come on, Frank, let's do this, you know? And so, you know, he walks on down the way, you know, and then I see Kyle Backus, and it was, you know, at a Mastort Made Perfect, and then, you know, I stuck to him like glue, you know, and then he's coming out of the last session, the last minute, and then, you know, I call Richard Harris on the phone, who owns 702-444-4444, and I'm like, hey, Richard, where are you? Come to the pool right now, you know, and I want you to talk to this guy Kyle out of Denver. So comes over there, talk to Kyle Backus, and so why listen to me? I'm just a salesman. You can't trust salesmen. Everybody knows they can't trust salesmen, right? Don't worry, don't trust me. Just listen to this guy who already has the number. You don't have to trust me one bit. You know, and so, you know, you could talk to him for 30 minutes and it's a deal, you know, it's over with. And, you know, then later Frank's like, oh, you're the enemy. You're the guy that sold Kyle that number that's kicking my ass, you know? And, you know, it's hard to kick Frank Azar's ass, but you're not really kicking his ass, but it was affecting him. You know, it really was affecting him. So that's kind of like what happened, you know? But I did end up selling Frank Azar 8,000,000 on every code in Colorado later. And that's a beautiful package, because 719,8,000,000, 7208,000,000, 303,8,000,000, and then 9708,000,000, every single number, 8,000,000, 800,000,000. That's a quality package. That's not easy to do, to have every area code. Since there wasn't no repeaters left, did a pretty good job to like taking care of them, you know? And if we go dead, my battery's low here, you're gonna hate me.
Oh, really? All right. Well, you know, definitely. I mean, sounds like, you know, the numbers, you like focus on,
we'll
a marquee,
but not more. We're going to go to the end on my computer here. But anyway, the thing is that, you know, it's, you know, there's a lot to numbers, really. You know, there's a lot to numbers. So, you know, it's.
So, but when you're looking at the numbers, you're looking at the premium go to, right? Like, you're trying to monopolize like the premium numbers in the market, not just sell any number. Yeah. You know, you're trying to get the lawyers. The prime. When I know we were talking about one of your clients, and they basically had like a monopoly of phone numbers in every area code. I think it was in Texas. But yeah, you look at markets. I mean, you sold Richard Harris, who's, you know, a leader in Vegas. You sold him his number. That's been iconic for a number of years.
I didn't sell him the 702, but I can tell you the story is that I had gotten the every area code in Las Vegas is new 725. And anyway, I'd sold Richard 6027s in Phoenix and all three area codes. And then I got the new area code, and then I'm like, hey, Richard, you know, I got all these numbers. He was like, well, I might sell the 602s back. So I'm like, okay, so I took the 602s back, and I took some cash, and, you know, I held the 7, 725, 77777, because, you know, it was just a money thing. You know, he didn't really have a pulse on what the value of these numbers were at the time. But, you know, it was a pretty good sale. And so
nice.
I remember being at the club, and I was at the club, and I was just really drunk. And so I showed up at Richard's office and picked up my final check, and I was like snoring in his office. But, you know, I picked the check and then I sold a guy named Adam Stokes a bunch of numbers. He wanted to get the numbers that were matching the other 725 area codes, you know? So
yeah.
He's like, oh, I want 725, you know, 34, you know, 877-1500. He wanted Glenn Lerner's number, you know? And I'm like, okay, you know, what are you going to pay me? You know, so I was on the phone, you know, after Richard Harris's office, talking to this guy, selling him some numbers. I just thought he's a pain in the ass. I really did. I was just like, I didn't even want to talk to the guy, you know. But then I was like, I had enough patience because I was still drunk enough, you know, to listen to him on the phone, you know. And it was like then selling numbers to him on the street. But, you know, we've had a good battle out there, you know, different people. You know, there's competitors in the industry and stuff, and it's just like, you know, everybody has their guy to pick, you know, so it's like Team Joey, Team whoever, whatever, you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
So what's the Primus spot number you got right now on the books?
800-555-5555 is the main number right now. It comes with an LLC, it comes with the domain names, it comes with the short codes, 555-555, and it's $10 million. This is the best number in the planet right now. This number is the guy that wants to make like $1 billion. You want to make $1 billion? That's how you're going to do it. I mean, a billion firm. I mean, you look at Law Brothers came out with 800-222-2222 and paid, I think, around $6.6 million. But they got
wow.
The 888 included with some LLC that they bought. And I'm glad I didn't sign a non-disclosure for that amount. But I'd bet the figure is within $100,000 or $200,000 of what they paid. And,
wow.
You know, and that changed their life. I mean, you look at 800-222-2222 and you Google that, you're going to see their ads. And if anybody that's been up in San Francisco or LA sees their ad, I mean, they don't want their money back. They're not thinking short-sighted. They're like, oh, 6.6. Hey, they're looking $1 billion. There's gonna be one day those boys are gonna be showing that they collected $10 billion in cases in their lifetime. So when you're gonna be like Morgan & Morgan, $20 billion, you know, I'm not sure if that's a year or not. That might even be a year for those guys, but still, I mean, you're looking at, you know, so what if you spend $10 million to get you to $1 billion? You know you have expenses in there to buy in that a number like that. And 800-555-5555 will put you there. You're thinking about getting to a billion, but you know, if you get brainwashed thinking, oh, Google ads, people just push the number anymore. People just push the ad. People just push the number. I mean, I'm sure AI will get smarter and that, you know, you'll just be able to say, you know, Stearns and Bradford, you know, and it will just dial it. But I mean, there's more than one Stearns and Bradford.
And there's more than one way to figure out something, right? Like people trust the radio, people trust television, they trust a website, the internet, social media. So when you layer it on with an ultimate phone number, you can drive people with that message, 800-555-5555, right? I mean, there's nothing more priceless than that, right? It's like it's premium real estate.
Yeah, because you're losing your traffic online when they look up your name. You don't, I mean, Stearns and Bradford, you know, that's a fictitious name I just made up. But, you know, then somebody registers Stearns and Bradford Legal, Stearns and Bradford Law, Stearns and Bradford Law. Then somebody's paying for your search name. And then so you got 20 people paying for your search name. So before they even see you, they're going to see 20 people paying for your search name because Joe Blow, lawyer, that just got a law degree, his parents are from XYZ with billions of dollars, wants to buy your search name and everybody else is on the whole damn planet and he didn't even ever try a case before. I mean, who knows? He's getting all your business.
It's like you said, it's like these phone numbers, it's prime real estate, right? And like a lot of law firms are able to go outside of their immediate region right now or have referral networks. When you take an ultimate 800 number, I mean, there is no borders and boundaries to the impact you can make with that phone number.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just getting to be, you know, down to the wire and, you know, to get in numbers. And most of the good numbers are being Pac-Man'd up. And so,
Pac-Man'd up, you know, I like that.
Your job to, you know, to get the best number you can and don't worry about the price so much, you know, if that number, you know, is knowing what the best numbers are, you know, that are there and then trying to get the best, absolute best number you can and, you know, offer less, whatever, you never know, you can't hurt you unless you feel like, you know, that the price is right and you believe the person that's talking to you and telling you that, you know, what the value of the price is because, you know, people don't need their money back, you know, once the number's advertised. I mean, I was just, you know, listening to the advertising agency that was telling me about that 404,000 number. I mean, we charged a guy like 15,000 bucks. And now he's saying about how that this number has made a major impact in his law firm, how his caseload went up, how the jingle's working, and should I have charged him 12.5? Did he need to pay 12.5? Does he need a discount on $15,000? I think I made like $3,000 or $4,000. I mean, did he need a discount? The guy doesn't need a discount. He probably should have paid 20 grand and still would have been perfectly fine. So we made 8,000 opposed to 4,000.
You said it made an impact.
Because, you know, his people were persuasive and wanted to help him keep the price down. It's good for him, but it's changing his life for peanuts. Yeah. Really changing his life.
No, for sure. I mean, you know, you make that back in a case or two, you know, so it has huge impact. Yeah, so definitely, you know, but every time we meet, you tell me you're, you know, you talked a little bit about your party days, but now you're clean, you're vegan, right? You're just...
Yeah. I haven't eaten meat, fish, or chicken in 15 months. Anybody that's out there, watch Forks Over Knives and watch Forks Over Knives Extended Version and watch Caldwell Esselstyn TED Talk and Colin Campbell TED Talk and don't eat meat, fish, or chicken, oil, sugar, caffeine. And I've plumped up, but today's my first day of my 40-day fast, which is going to be like 7 days or more, only water, just bought my water here. and then drinking green juice only, spinach, arugula, kale, ground up. I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to drop back down to 150. I already hit 150 twice this year, but I'm glad I got up because it has something to lose, you know? You got to have something to lose to go on a big diet, but, you got to keep, you can never give up.
Hey, yeah, that was Joey Numbers. If you're looking for the premium ultimate numbers or somebody to go to bat for you to get you those numbers, Joey Numbers, Joey Cargo, he's your guy. Anyhow, we're going to hope to have Joey back for part two so we can finish up some of those classic Joey Numbers stories.
That's it for today's episode of The Firm Report, brought to you by Exalts, a full-service digital marketing agency helping law firms reach new heights. If you enjoyed the conversation, make sure to like, subscribe, and share the show with someone who'd find it valuable. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.